And this is Ty Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. This week on the High School Sports Spotlight for Sherrard High School, we're talking Sherrard Tigers boys basketball with senior Holland Anderson off to a nice start, 16-3 on the season. Can you give us kind of a progress report from your eyes and how things have gone so far in 2023-24? I'm sure you got to like the win-loss record.
Yep, no, yeah. I mean, especially compared to last year, you know, we've got a lot of dudes who can score the rock, and I think that's contributed to our success, as you know, you said 16-3, and thanks to our like coaches who have put us in the spot where we are right now. And like I said, we got lots of dudes who can put the ball in the hole, and it's tough to guard when you have multiple guys like that. So I think that's led to a lot of our success this season.
Well, yeah, you talk about that, and I know for you, your role this season, I think, looks a little different than the past couple of years. I think, you know, your sophomore and junior year, you were really relied upon to really score the basketball. But like you said, this year, you have more kids now where you see, like, the emergence of Rylan Carton and then like James Blackwell too, and Jack Cattlestad has become such a solid scorer for you guys as well. So do you feel like that role has kind of been lifted a little bit off your shoulders, where you feel like you need to score in double digits every night with kind of the kids that are around you now?
Yeah, no, totally. So like you said, Rylan Carton, he stepped up huge. James and Jack and everyone, it's a lot. You got dudes behind you now. Like you said, my role's changed a lot, but I love it. I mean, it's like you go in every night, you know, you got guys behind you and you got everyone who can score. And I think that's one of the main reasons that we've contributed to our success this year. So,
yeah, you look at kind of where the program is at now. Now, you played a ton of minutes as a sophomore on a team, you know, win-loss wise, that you didn't see a ton of success last year. I bet about midway through the year, you kind of saw things start to turn around. And then we mentioned it already, you know, a 16-3 record so far this season. What do you think have been some of the biggest keys to kind of turning things around in the boys basketball program at Sherrard and getting to the level that you're at here midway through the 2023-24 season?
I mean, I think a lot of it is like culture. I feel like Coach Johnson's done a great job of changing the culture. We've, since our success, we've had a ton of dudes coming to open gym over the summers, and just a lot more dudes putting in the work. And it's just, we got a family. That's what we got. So I think that's what every basketball team needs.
Well, and the thing that, you know, when you talk to like opposing coaches or coaches around the area, when you talk about Sherrard, they talk about, you know, what you do on the defensive end of the floor, the full court pressure, you know, you do such a good job pressuring the ball. So physical too. And I know the strength at Sherrard is something that's been worked on for quite a while. So can you talk a little bit about what it's like playing in the defensive system that you guys do, and what kind of all goes into the success? What does it take to play defense at that level, you know, full court pressure all night long?
Yeah, I mean, like when you rely on your defense night in and night out, it kind of makes your offense run a lot smoother too, because when we're not clicking on offense, then we know we can always revert back to our defense. And I feel like that's what we lacked the previous years, is we weren't really super subtle on defense. So when our offense was great, we were doing fine. But when it wasn't clicking, we were struggling. So I feel like this year we've really had our defense to lean on to keep us in those tight games.
Well, no question, tomorrow night's a big game, getting to play Rock Ridge at home. You played a great game with them in football in the fall, played them for a regional title in boys basketball last season, a great atmosphere at the first game between these two teams last month, in boys basketball as well this season. So when you look at just like from the Sherrard perspective, playing Rock Ridge, I know it probably feels like a pretty big game no matter what the sport, you know, what the date on the calendar is. So for you, what makes like the Sherrard-Rock Ridge rivalry so special to be a part of?
I mean, I guess it's just, you know, playing them my whole junior high and high school career, and it's usually been a close game. And I just think that we won even more this year. It's my last year as a senior playing, and I haven't beat them yet in every sport besides baseball, so we're really coming for this one.
All right, and then quickly as we wrap up with you, you, I believe, committed either earlier this week or late last week to the University of Wisconsin-Platteville to continue your football career collegiately. So congratulations on that. And then also, I think the next day, one of your teammates, Noah Fender, who plays basketball as well, also committed to play football at Platteville. So what about that? What went into the decision to continue your, you know, academic and athletic career there? And then how cool is it getting to go there with a teammate?
Yeah, no, I mean, Platteville is just, it's an awesome place. I visited there. I loved it. I love the coaches, and they made me feel great. And I just feel like, you know, football is my gig, and I'm super excited where I'm going to go. And like you said, it was great to hear that one of my best buddies is committing there. And we're going to put in the work and hopefully get on that field.
All right, that's Sherrard Senior, Holland Anderson joining us. Tigers have a big matchup in boys basketball tomorrow night against Rock Ridge at home. Holland, thanks for talking with us. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll see you at Harry Hunt Gymnasium.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that's Holland Anderson, and I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.